With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Governor Dennis Dugard is vetoing five bills that reached his desk. Two of those bills would have expanded gun laws in the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Two gun bills Governor Dugard is vetoing allow persons with an enhanced concealed carry permit to carry in the Capitol, and another repealed concealed carry permit requirements altogether. Dugard says security at the Capitol is ample, and since the Sheriff's and Police Chiefs Association opposed getting rid of concealed carry without a permit, he opposed that bill as well.
They felt it would make their job harder to do. I'm persuaded by that. They know more than I do about many of these things. And again, the inconvenience to the law-abiding citizen is so minimal.
Supporters of the permitless carry legislation say those who open carry can get ticketed for unintentionally concealing a gun. Other legislation the governor vetoed include a bill that would place juveniles in prison if they presented a significant risk to themselves. Dugard also vetoed a decrease in access fees for calls in the state. He says that decrease impacts the telecommunications fund for the deaf. The governor also vetoed a change in state aid to special education. Since the legislature passed a 0.3% increase in education funding, he says that bill is redundant. Lawmakers convene on March 27th to override any vetoes. They need a two-thirds majority to do so. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A judge has combined lawsuits filed by four Sioux tribes over the Dakota Access Pipeline, streamlining the legal battle over the $3.8 billion project to move North Dakota oil to a distribution point in Illinois. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court could decide this weekend on a tribal request to stop oil from flowing through the pipeline next week. Follow SDPB's coverage of the South Dakota High School basketball tournament online at sdpb.org/basketball. We also have games on the SDPB family of networks. This is SDPB News.